listen while you list. VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
Well, well, well. This segment is brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Moving to a new home is a stressful endeavor, especially when that also means moving your business on eBay. I got to tell you, if I had to move my business,
well, I'd go help you, honey.
You would?
Of course.
Well, that makes it better, but I'd probably still faint. One top-rated seller has managed to do this, not just once, by the way, not just twice, but unbelievably three times. Teresa Cox is known on eBay as ClubRed97, all one word. So, Teresa, we understand you just moved again for the third time in 18 months. What's up with you? What? No sane person would do
in
this.
In 18 months, three times?
In 18 months. And believe it or not, it was part of the plan. So, yeah, I had a big house. Sold a year and a half ago. I'm in the Phoenix area. And then I moved 3 hours north to the Flagstaff area where I had an investment home that I lived in.
You know, honey, we're having a big problem with your phone.
Oh, no.
Are you on a mobile phone? Your connection is really...
Yeah, it's really bad, and it's really bad. It's cutting in and out.
Let me go outside. Can you hear me?
Not very well.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Interesting. No, can you hear me? I'm not bad.
No, honey, I'm sorry.
It's kind of shaking.
It's not good. Do you have a landline, Teresa?
No.
Oh, boy.
Who has those anymore?
Well, let's try it. Okay, so you moved three times in 18 months. Why'd you do that?
Well, I sold my big house, moved up north 3 hours to try to sell an investment property. And
all right, Teresa, honey, I'm sorry. We're going to have to try to call you back or something. Melissa, would you give her a call and see if we can get a better thing? Sorry, Teresa.
So while we're waiting, we have a friend who's moving, and he's doing it so methodically and properly. And he's moving closer to us in San Jose, and a house nearby to him, which would be ideal for us, came on the market. And I thought, ooh, I might be able to pull this off. And then I went out and looked in the garage, and I said, no, there's no way. Sorry, not moving.
Your garage, you mean?
He can't do it.
Oh,
he looked at the garage and I said, I have a year's worth of work just getting rid of all this stuff before I move.
It's tough to move.
You know that there's the top traumas of your life, lifetime traumas, like death, marriage.
It's one of the top five.
Childbirth, divorce, moving.
I can't tell you how many times I've done it.
Being Teresa's done it three times.
Then a military wife. I've done it all my life.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving where we are right now. This is it. My final glide path.
When I was younger and living in Boston, I moved every few months because I'd get evicted or thrown out or my roommates would get sick of me. I was insufferable as a child. But I only had a suitcase, basically. So moving was like,
It's no big deal, right?
Yeah.
When
whatever,
you gotta move with youngins and everything else, it's big. Yeah. Teresa, you're back.
I am back. So let me give you the short version.
Okay.
Yeah.
The short version is, sold the investment house up in the Flagstaff area to neighbors down the street who actually were my minions. Their 10 and 13 year old helped me shift and list and stuff. And when I did that, I came up with the idea of leaving my inventory there. There's a huge Quonset hut on the property, and my eBay inventory was in a 40 by 15 room, and so I left it up there. And my minion, my eBay shipping is in the hand of a 14-year-old. And she does a fabulous job shipping for me every day.
Well, that's interesting. How many miles from your house?
It is, from door to door, it's a little over 200.
200 miles?
About 3 hour drive. Yep.
Wow.
Wow. So you left your inventory with a 14-year-old.
That sounds smart.
200 miles.
What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, my God.
Did you leave a box of matches and some gasoline, too?
You know what? I tell, because people have that reaction, and I tell everybody, because I had worked with her and her younger sister, they are the most hardworking. They work harder than a lot of adults I know.
I'm just joking.
And just great kids. And these kids are going to go somewhere someday. So
did you move your inventory just stayed in that Quonset hut the whole time? You have 4,000 active listings.
It did. So right now, I did bring some things down to the valley with me, but basically 95% of my listed items are up there. And then I brought my unlisted stuff and, you know, I'm listing it here. So now I have inventory in two places.
Well, good luck with that. Let us know how it works.
Yeah, it boggles the mind.
It does with 4,000 active listings. I mean, it does boggle the mind.
I'll tell you that I posted it in a Facebook group about, you know, like, how am I supposed to compensate her for this? And somebody suggested, well, why don't you give her 5% of the sales price? So I did test, you know, one time on a Sunday night, one time on a Monday, of how many items I pulled, how long it took. And I figured that, you know, 5% was a pretty good fee. And then when I was moving, I realized I'm not paying them anything for storage. So I just upped it to 10%. And so I give her 10% of my sales. She ships for me every day. There have been a couple of times where labels got switched. But, you know, it's no big deal. I switched labels, so I'm not going to blame that on a 14-year-old.
Of course not.
And you know, but I'm telling you, she's been doing it since June. It's easy.
You're lucky to have found her. I need her.
No, give it to me first.
No, I want her.
No, it's me.
I'll tell you, with a great teacher, her name is Sydney, and I said to her mom a year ago, I've got great plans for Sydney, and she said, everybody does. And that's when I knew that I wasn't the only one that saw what this kid had.
Yeah, she's going to be an entrepreneur someday, and she'll thank you. You'll be her mentor.
Absolutely.
So you've got almost 4,000 listings. So how did you manage to move your eBay inventory the other times?
Well, when I moved it up there, it was like almost a whole moving truck, but one of the things that I figured out when I moved my unlisted inventory here is I came up with a great system. I got these racks in my garage that are 4 feet wide by 18 inches, and they're 6 shelves. And another seller, Christine Bonanno, she posted something where she had the eBay branded boxes that are 18 by 12 by 15. And she had them 3 across on a shelf, and I went, bingo. So now I have shelves in my garage with these boxes, and I just put my unlisted stuff in these boxes, and then I just pull it, photograph it, list it, put it back. And it has been the easiest thing to do to try to keep the, you know, two locations separate, old inventory or unlisted and new listed, and it's just been great. And the fact that, you know, the eBay branded boxes are free with your, you know, quarterly coupon made it even better.
So since you now have stuff inventory in your place and you have inventory 200 miles away in the Quonset hut, doesn't that get confusing? Do you plan on putting them all in one place, or are you going to continue with the two inventory sites?
Continue with the two inventory, because I have what I do is I have a in the inventory location. It's a W if it's in Williams, and it's a G if it's in Gilbert, and then whatever the location is. And actually, this created a problem, an issue, because if I go on vacation, we have to put the whole store on vacation if she goes on vacation. So I'm working actually with eBay, so the people behind the scenes, to see if they can come up with a way that we can selectively put the items that we want to put on vacation and make them active and inactive. And then I could just sort by W, make those inactive when she goes on vacation, and sort by the G's and make them inactive when I go on vacation.
Well, congratulations. In almost 15 years, you're the first person who ever had this issue with double inventory places. It's a great idea. I mean, I can see why you're doing what you're doing, but it's mind-boggling.
The other option would have to be to rent a storage unit, and I just didn't want to do that. And, you know, I'm happy to help out a entrepreneurial 14-year-old.
Did you put your store on vacation when you moved?
The first time I did, yes, when I moved up to Williams, because I didn't have anybody ship. But the second time, no, because Sydney was there and she was shipping. So that was awesome, because I didn't lose, you know, I didn't have to lose that momentum, and I didn't have to lose the income, and I was still generating income, you know, trying to get set up and everything, which is, you know, that's critical when you're running a business.
So how's your new office and inventory space? Is it all set up?
Oh, please, no. I just moved the second wave of stuff that was in Williams down last weekend. So I'm doing some unorthodox things. I'm putting my office in the master bedroom, and I'm going to sleep in one of the smaller bedrooms because, you know, I need a bigger office space. So.
So your office space gets the ensuite.
The ensuite. Yep. Exactly. thinking out of the box a little bit.
Oh yeah.
To make my business run better.
So, let me make sure I understand. You're going to. All your new stuff that you go out and buy, you're going to keep with you, the inventory.
Yes.
Only
yes.
The old inventory's in the Quonset Hut.
Yes.
Okay. And you're exactly. Not going to add any more inventory to the Quonset Hut.
No. The goal there is to, you know, get rid of it and, you know, the goal is to get rid of it all, but.
And then what's going to happen to poor Sydney?
Well, Sydney is selling on eBay. Her mom is selling on eBay, so. I took a bunch of stuff out of the Quonset Hut that wasn't listed last week, and now her mom can move her stuff in there and start using that for, you know, storage. We split it up so she has room for her stuff, and
great.
I have room for mine, and, yeah, it's an awesome situation.
I respect you so much, Teresa Cox, for this. You are helping a young woman become an entrepreneur and her whole family, really. I just think it's wonderful. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
What advice do you have for people who are going to move?
Don't.
Okay, well, sometimes you must. So then what is the advice?
It's a little too soon, right? You know, there's a lot of different things. People talk about this. You know, you have other sellers and people go through this. And my advice is to try, you know, do markdown managers, put your things on sale, try to sell as much of your inventory off as possible before you move. Go through your old stuff, you know, reduce the amount of stuff.
We'll have to have you back on again. To talk about this. This is a good issue. Thanks, Teresa.
Yes, that is a good issue. And now I want to move. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. Up next, Everyday Heroes, as we continue with eBay Radio.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. TerraPeak's SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. TerraPeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. TerraPeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and TerraPeak together free for 7 days on TerraPeak.com.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Thanksgiving kicks off a feast of retail moments for buyers and a cornucopia of marketing opportunities for sellers. Many major retailers and even malls will stay closed to this Thanksgiving, which means more shoppers will turn to eBay, especially eBay Mobile. So while you're still enjoying turkey and cranberry sauce, you'll also be racking up sales. Next come the big three, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday. List as much of your inventory as possible, optimized for mobile. Then use Promotions Manager to create deals buyers will gobble up. Plan to spend extra time shipping and consider recruiting a relative or friend to help. Don't forget to take time out to be thankful.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.